note from the two people I talked to. Ray Hare, who's in charge of India, says that he thinks that my going would indicate more substance and would be preferable. Alex Johnson thinks that generally throughout Asia, and I'm inclined to agree with him on this, that from a protocol point of view, the vice president would be looked upon as more senior and would be considered more of a tribute. The presence of Kosygin caused Alex to have some further thoughts, and he wasn't at all sure that it would be better for me to go if there's any chance to talk with Kosygin. So those are the same things that we are.
Now, how could you see Kosygin without involving this fella and ultimately involving everything in the country if you took him?
Well, I think that the thing would be that I would brief this man very well on the plane, and
yeah, but the point is, I don't want Dick Wilson briefed and Drew Pearson briefed and
yeah.
All of them briefed on everything that's happened. Well, that's my problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. That is a problem.
You'd have to take him with you to see Kosygin, wouldn't you? Or would you leave?
Oh yes. If he went, he'd have to be with me when I called on Kosygin. I couldn't go see Kosygin without him. And he would have to lead the conversation, since he would be the senior. It's almost a toss-up, Mr. President. I think that the question is whether on the business side of it, Kosygin, Saigon, maybe Bangkok, one or two other places on the way home, it's better for me to do it. But I think on the publicity and the public relations aspect of it, in the first instance, solely on the funeral aspect of it, I think there's a plus for the vice president.
Well, but that's a very minor matter in the whole big picture that we're working on.
Well,
although may not anything come of any of it, I'm pretty hopeless.
Yeah. I do think that there'd be some point in my having a talk with Lodge.
Oh, I know that. And I know there's a point in your having talk with Westmoreland and telling him how much we think of him, what a great job he's doing, but we've got to, if he's going to get an extra man or an extra dollar, we've got to get some sentiment here for it, because our people don't want to try to push a string out there economically, and we want somebody pulling on the string. We've got to have some sentiment here.
Right.
Well, I don't know what to do. I hate to call him at 10:30 and say you ought to go at 12 o'clock. On the other hand, I hate not to. I don't know. I just really don't know what to do. I want to do it the way I've got it set up. But I sure don't like to have all the flack here for days.
Well, what do you think would happen if you just called him and consulted with him about this point, this matter?
Well, I think he'd want to go.
Mm-hmm. I think you'd probably want to call him and tell him, if you were sending someone else, you might want to call him and tell him that. He won't read it in the papers. I don't know if he feels like I do. I do. He won't apply for it.
He won't do what?
I say if he feels like I do, he won't apply for the job.
No, but he will. He will. It's a little different situation. Now, what I'm worried about is when you go to Saigon, that knocks you all out. I wonder if the plane couldn't bring them on back and. KC-135 couldn't pick you up and take you on to Bangkok, and presumably to go to Bangkok and then go to Saigon.
Yes, I think we could work that out. We might even work out an arrangement with Avril's plane, because to come up.
Yeah, that's right. That's what could be done.
Then I could meet Avril down there, and then we come on back together.
You think we'd be charged with short-circuiting Humphrey and cutting him out of the play there, Bill? Well, I'll call him, see what he says. And that's what we'll do then, Dean, if he goes. I'll call you right back.
All right, I'll stand by.